Welcome to another edition of the Binge Buzz. I'm John Easter, joined by the head coach of the Ben Davis High School Lady Giants, Coach Stan Binge. And Coach, congratulations on the team's play lately. It's been kind of a busy time for you guys. I was going back in research here. You played 15 games since December the 15th. So here we are, a little bit over a month, and you played 15 games. Of course, we haven't talked since a couple weeks ago. So in that time, Lady Giants have played Columbus North, a game you guys won 46-35. Went over Pike 72-63 on the road. Come back home, a loss to Zionsville 69-50. Then you go on the road and a 10-point win over Lawrence North. And then back on the road Saturday, a loss in overtime to a good Center Grove team. So it's been a haul. How are you guys holding up?
It has. I mean, we made it through it, and the girls got to play a lot of basketball. I mean, we finally get to breathe a little bit and get some practices in and get ready for Carmel, who's another top-ranked team in the state, and then go into sectionals. And we got our draw, so we know what that is, and I'm sure we'll talk about that. But it has been a different kind of year. That's for daggone sure. So let's see if we can finish this thing up on a good note and hope for better things in the future.
Well, you know, you had that the start of the season, you got out to the start and then had the month pause, and then you came back and have just been, it seems like every day, just about you've had a game. So we've talked about this before, but you haven't had as much practice time. So how has that kind of hindered what you would like to do with this team?
Well, you know, we haven't been able to add much. We've had to go with what we have. And so, you know, it has hindered us some, but, you know, we're getting to play, and that's the main thing.
Yeah, it's been certainly, I think, when we saw the challenges that this year would face, the fact that we've gotten to this point is the biggest.
Exactly.
Is the biggest amazing thing. So, you know, coming up this week, actually, let's go back. Let's talk a little bit about some of these games here. Kind of gave the results. Columbus North, a good team. You played them, defeated them in a low-scoring match, 46-35. Then you go on the road, you beat Pike 72-63. Talked a little bit about the Zionsville game, a game where you guys had the lead going into the fourth quarter, just weren't able to hold it. But then couple nights later, you come right back and just absolutely blitz Lawrence North. So when you have that opportunity, you play a team like Zionsville, you've said before, is a top five team, and they certainly look like it in the fourth quarter against you guys. How do you turn around and play the defending state champions in Lawrence North after what happened on Tuesday, and you come back on Thursday and play so well? How do you get that out of your team?
Well, I mean, first of all, I thought we played well against Zionsville. I told the girls the first half against Zionsville, that's some of the best basketball I thought we had played this year. I can't remember the exact score, but we were up 6-7 points. And then the third quarter had a little bit of a letdown, but we're still right there. And they hit a three-quarter court shot at the end of the third quarter, and our girls dropped their heads a little bit, and we lost our focus, and they took advantage of it. I mean, they hit three threes as quick as anything, got down, and then we started maybe trying to do things outside of our skill set, and that cost us, and that's why the lopsided score. So I thought there were good things. We just mentally lost it there that last quarter. So against Lawrence North, I thought it was some of the best basketball that I've ever seen a Ben Davis team play the first half. And then we faced some adversity in the second half. We got nine straight fouls called on us. It was 9-0 on the foul count and several travel calls. And Lawrence North came back, a good team. And the thing I was most proud of is how our team dealt with that adversity and continued playing and came away with the win. So, I mean, you know, we're capable of playing good basketball, but we still got to do it the whole time.
Lawrence North's one of those teams. I mean, that's what they kind of bank on, is their comeback ability.
Right.
Actually, both the boys and the girls. So certainly a great win there. The loss this Saturday, at Center Grove, a game that was really tight the whole way.
Well, Center Grove plays a different kind of a style, and if you don't have all five players hooked up defensively and can get the pace of the game going up and down the floor, they're a very difficult team to play. I mean, they're used to playing that style. So we weren't able to do it. I mean, we played a lot of games and a lot of days, and I thought our girls played hard. It's just we didn't have all five girls on the same page at the same time, and it came up, came down to the end of the game, and we were in position to win and just made some mistakes. I mean, we're up four with under 2 minutes to go, up three with under a minute to go, and just made some mistakes, even up two there, when then they got an and one and ended up winning in overtime. So we just made some mistakes down the end, and anytime you can get into those type of games, hopefully it'll pay benefits in the long run.
Well, and like you said, it's been kind of just a platoon kind of year because you played 15 games since December the 15th, which
right.
is just really amazing. But within that time, we've seen some improvements in the team. One of the improvements is, I think, the three-point shooting. We saw that against Lawrence North, where hit eight threes in the first half. What have been kind of some of the things you've been doing to try to help improve the shooting in the short practice time that you've had?
Well, I mean, you always work on shooting, and shooting has a lot of rhythm and a lot of confidence. And so, you know, there's only so much you can do. And we shot well against Pike earlier, and then shot well, like you say, the first half against Lawrence North. But, I mean, you always work on it, but it can be, it's a timing, it's a confidence, it's a belief in yourself kind of thing, and also taking the shot within the confounds of the game and not rushing things. So, you know, I thought there's been times where we've done a good job of that.
You've had a lot of contributions from your young players as well. Your seniors continue to play well, but your young players, the youth kind of movement, the future is very bright, but you also have those seniors that have been stepping up as well.
Well, as you go into the tournament, you know, this is the seniors' last go around, and you want the younger girls to play for them and give them a good memory of a high school basketball. And so, I think the seniors have done a nice job, but, you know, we've got some good players returning next year.
All right, Coach. Well, this week, get Carmel, a team that was one of the top teams in the state to start the year. They've kind of struggled, but they've had injuries. Still a very, very good basketball team, a team you're fighting with for positioning in the MIC right now, trying to finish out with a winning record this year in MIC conference play. So you get them on Friday night here at Ben Davis. What should Giants fans expect out of the Greyhounds?
Well, Carmel's an extremely good team. I mean, I wouldn't say they struggled because I think they've lost six games.
Right.
The six teams that they've lost to are, I think, one of the better teams in Ohio, and then five of the top 10 ranked teams in the state. And that's, like with you say, one of their young ladies had an injury. That's one of their better players earlier in the year. I think that hurt them in the short term, but they've learned to play without her now, and just this past weekend they beat Pike very badly. And so they're a very good basketball team, and they have a lot of talent, and it's going to be a challenge. It's a good game that we've got heading into the sectionals.
And then you talked earlier about the sectional draw. You get the Friday night bye, but you get the winner of Roncalli and Pike. Both teams you've played this season, both teams you've beaten this season. The Pike game was a high-scoring affair. Roncalli game was kind of a low-scoring affair earlier this year. You know both coaches well. You know both programs well. So what are you looking at? Or I suppose the question is, when you get to this point in the season, obviously you've got Carmel Friday night. You've got some time here this week with practice. You'll have more time the next week with some practice as well. So what are you working on as far as the mental side of things with your players? And then also, what are you working on as far as specific things for those teams?
Well, maybe doing things right all the time. Like I said, against Center Grove, there were times that people would do things well if they take a play off, and that cost us. So you can't take plays off. In the sectionals, regionals, so forth, the tournament runs that people have, the momentum switches so quickly. And if you relax at all, either way, then it can really cost you. So those are the kind of things that we need to emphasize this week to do things right all the time and know that, you know, that could be the end of our season if we have those lulls, and it would be a shame if that would happen. So hopefully we'll get that, and that's a carryover from practice. So you can't have the lulls in practice, else you'll have a lull in a game. So we've got to have some intense, quick, and short practices to get to the level of intensity that we need to, and then hopefully make a run that the people here at Giant Land can be proud of.
Well, just one last question. It's more of a philosophy question, not so much to the draw specifically, although the argument could be made that Pike or Roncalli and Ben Davis are probably the three possible favorites in this section, although the other side of the bracket, their Paramaridians played well at different times, Southport and Decatur Central over there. You could arguably say that you get your strongest opponent in that Friday night game that you'll play. So as a coach, philosophically, would you rather have that kind of situation where you get your strongest opponent first, or would you rather play them the second night? Or does it matter when you get to the tournament?
Well, I guess since we have no control over it, we can't let it matter. If we had control over it, I could tell you, but we have no control of it. And so once you get to that point, and what I've always told all my teams is once you get to that and you have people saying they're your strongest opponents, but the best team in the state is the team you're playing that night. And so that's the way you've got to look at it. If you look at it any other way, that's where upsets happen. That's where people get beat that maybe shouldn't get beat. So we've got to look at that Friday opponent as the best team in the state. And if we're lucky enough to survive that, that Saturday's opponent's the best team in the state.
Yeah, it's Tom Allen, who coached here for many years on the football side. I think he was here 3 years as the head coach and has since moved on to IU. He always used to say, the next big game at Ben Davis, and that's what it is.
So. Right.
Well, Coach, congratulations on your success this year, 13-6, and hopefully a few more wins in the future.
That'd be nice. Thanks, John. Appreciate it.
That'll conclude this edition of the Benj Buzz here at Jive Heading Point.
Where it began.